哈利路亚，各位弟兄姐妹，大家早安。感谢主耶稣的恩典，在这安息圣日，我们一同按照主的吩咐，在这里遵守主的圣日。也愿主耶稣按照他所应许的，将他的恩典、福气、平安、喜乐，丰丰富富的浇灌在我们每一个人的身上。那今天早上我们要用牧羊人雅各来作为我们彼此学习的题目。那圣经当中有很多很有名的人物是我们所熟悉的他们有很多的事迹是值得我们所效法的在这些众多的人物当中他们都有自己特殊的跟神的关系在这众多的人当中有一个人名叫雅各这个雅各是圣经当中非常重要的一个人物他不但是亚伯拉罕的孙子是信仰当中的选择是十二支派的先祖更是今天我们选民的榜样我们想到一个这么重要的人物我们应该会觉得他是完美无瑕信心坚强的但是我们从圣经当中对雅各的记载我们却发现说这个雅各其实生命当中有很多的弱点跟缺点他不是一个完美的人完美到我们没有办法不知道要怎么去学习他有他的弱点跟他的跟他的问题却能够在这些问题当中最后仍然被主所喜爱雅各是一个非常真实的人雅各会生气雅各会伤心雅各很自私雅各常常心中的城府很深就是他想了很多所以雅各是一个很复杂的人不像我们想象中一个属灵人又单纯又圣洁所以我们如果从雅各的生命跟生活当中你有时候会得到一个结论你会突然发觉说其实我的个性比雅各好多了雅各非常狡猾他会设计陷害他的哥哥雅各非常的自私他做事都是先想到自己所以雅各并不是一个非常非常好的个性的人最后就是为主所用民族的先祖
that in the end he is able to be used by God and become the ancestor
这样的一个雅各
and so this Jacob
到最后却能够靠着神活出一个得胜的生活
through the reliance of God that he can have a victorious life
所以如果今天雅各人生可以成功
so if Jacob and he can be successful in his life
如果今天雅各信仰能够得主所喜悦
if Jacob and his faith can be loved by God
那你跟我都可以得到神的喜悦
then you and I can all be pleased by God
为什么这样的一个雅各最后信仰能成功呢
why is it that Jacob and his faith can be successful in the end
当然当中有很多不同的原因
and of course there is many reasons
但是我们来看一段经节或许可以帮助我们做一个思考
but let's look at a verse that can also make us think, reflect
我们看创世纪的第31章
let's turn to Genesis chapter 31
创世纪的第31章
Genesis chapter 31
36节
verse 36
创世纪的第31章的第36节
Genesis chapter 31 verse 36
他说雅各就发怒斥责拉班说，我有什么过犯，有什么罪恶，你竟这样火速的破的追我。37，你摸遍了我一切家里一切的家具，你搜出什么呢？可以放在你我弟兄面前，叫他们在你我中间辨别辨别。38，我在你家中这20年，你的母绵羊母山羊没有掉过胎，你群中的公羊我没有吃过。39，被野兽撕裂的我没有带来给你，是我自己赔上。无论是白日是黑夜，被偷去的你都向我索要。40，我白日受尽干热，夜间受尽寒霜，不得合眼，我常是这样。那这个是雅各啊掏心掏肺所讲出来的一段话。
And this is a confession from Jacob from his deepest hearts.
我们如果看雅各这个人啊，
When we look at Jacob as a person,
其实雅各这个人非常复杂。
He is a very complicated person.
城府非常深，他平常不太表达他的情绪的。
He thinks of many things and he doesn't say what he truly thinks.
很多时候什么事都藏在心里都不讲出来的。
He hides everything in his heart and doesn't say it out
loud. 但是在这里雅各甚发怒的时候啊，
But here we see that Jacob has become angry.
他终于爆发了。
And he's exploded.
在他的爆发当中，他讲出了他的心中的真话来啊。
In his explosion, he has spoken the true words from his
heart. 也帮助我们啊，能够看到雅各真实的一面。
It also helps us to see the true side of Jacob.
雅各很少表达他的感情。
Jacob rarely expresses his true feelings.
但是在这里却是他真正忍受不住的一次爆发。
But here we see that he's finally can't take it anymore.
当他在他的舅舅家里为舅舅工作了20年。
And he has been working for his uncle.
他付出了很多的努力。
He has put much labor into the work.
到最后他的事业发达，他成功了。
And he has become very successful in the end.
但是在他成功之后。
But after his success.
那他的舅舅哥以及他的舅舅的家人对他的态度越来越不好。
His uncle and his family's attitude towards Jacob was not very good.
甚至想要夺走他的一切啊。
And to the point that they want to steal everything from him.
所以雅各就偷偷的离开了。
So Jacob secretly left.
为了要保存自己的家人。保存自己的财产。
In order to protect his family and his wealth.
没想到啊，他的舅舅不顾念亲情啊。
And who could have thought that his uncle did not care about relations?
带着人要来追杀他。
He brought many people to pursue him.
所以啊，追上了。
And so they caught up.
试着要夺去他的一切啊。
That they want to take away everything.
雅各已经忍了20年。
Jacob has taken it for 20 years.
在这一刻，他终于没有办法再忍耐了。
At this point, he could not take it anymore.
所以啊，他就爆发，告诉他的舅舅他真实的这20年。的感觉跟这十年的心情。
So he's exploded and he truly told his uncle what he felt for the past 20 years.
在这里我们看到雅各谈到自己的工作。
And so here we see Jacob talk about his own work.
或者我们可以从他的工作当中看到他这个人做事的一些特质。
Perhaps from his work we can see how he handles his work.
并且在这个特质当中看到为什么神最后会选择他，会喜爱他。
And from this we can maybe learn of why God has chosen him later on.
雅各是一个牧羊人。
Jacob is a shepherd.
所以啊，他有被交托了一群羊群让他来照顾。
So he has been given a flock of sheep to take care of.
这是他的工作，也是他的责任。
This is his work and his responsibility.
但是在这里讲到他这二十年来是怎么样照顾这一群羊的。
And here it tells us how he has been taking care of them for the past 20 years.
或许就是因为这种个性，使得他最后神喜悦他。
Perhaps because of this that he is that God was pleased with him in the end.
今天我们常常用牧羊人来形容每一个信徒啊。
Today we use the example of a shepherd to describe all of the Christians.
我们有的人是被交托了儿女作为儿女的牧者。
Many of us have been given children and be shepherds to the children.
我们有的人是被交托了宗教教育的学生成为学生的榜样。
Many of us have been given the duty to become a shepherd for the RE students and be examples.
我们有的人成为教会里面一些工作上的负责，像是查经班或是慕道班。
And some of us have given the to lead the Bible study or to guide the truth seekers.
成为一些新受洗或是慕道朋友能够学习接受的老师。
Or to be a teacher for those newly baptized.
所以对这些人来说。
To these people.
对你我来说，我们很多的机会都会成为一个牧者。
To you and I, we all have many chances to become shepherds.
牧者不是只有讲传道。
A shepherd is not just be a pastor.
如果今天你的儿女仰头看着你，跟你学习。
Today, if your children look up to you and learn from you.
今天你的学生如果听着你，向你学习。
Or today, if your students listen to you and learn from you.
今天如果慕道朋友看着你，向你学习。
Or the truth seekers, they look at you and they learn from you.
你自然就成为一个牧羊人。
And naturally, you will become a shepherd.
而在这里，我们看到雅各被交托了这一群羊。
Here we see that Jacob has been given this flock of sheep.
他把这一群羊，他对待这一群羊的态度，是我们今天要学习作为牧者学习的对象。
His attitude of taking care of these sheep is something that we have to learn from.
因为他牧养羊的方法。
Because of his method of taking care of the sheep.
牧养羊的用心。
And his heart.To take care of them.
是最后得到神喜悦蒙神祝福的关键。
It is really crucial to the reason why he is being chosen by God.
所以神今天已经把责任交托在你跟我的身上。
So today God has given the responsibility to you and I.
我们是怎么样来教导来带领神所赐给我们的羊群呢？
How do we take care of this sheep that God has given to us?
因为在圣经里面告诉我们。
Because the Bible tells us.
他说哇，这是给我们的产业，是我们最后要向神交账的。
It is an inheritance that we have to come before God one day.
我们怎么样在带领这一群羊群呢？
How have we been taking care of this flock of
sheep? 在这里雅各给我们做了几个榜样。
And so here Jacob set some examples for us.
我们看三十八节。
Let's look at verse 38.
三十八节。
Verse 38.
他说我在你家中这二十年，你的母绵羊、母山羊没有掉过胎，我群中你群中的公羊我没有吃过哦。在这里告诉我们他说雅各说他对待他的羊群 的态度哦。
And so here it tells us the attitude that Jacob has for taking care of the sheep.
他说我在这二十年当中我在这二十年当中带领你的羊群
That in these 20 years I have taken care of your sheep.
这个羊群要扩张一定是要靠着羊群生养众多。
That for the sheep to grow, it has to have growth.
但是在这里雅各说二十年来羊群从来没有掉过胎
That in these 20 years that there have been no miscarriages.
什么意思叫做没有掉过胎？
And what does it mean to have no miscarriage?
就是母羊在生小羊的时候小羊没有死掉
Is that when the mother sheep is having the baby, the lamb, there's no miscarriage.
在当时候的社会
And during that time, the
society, 甚至到今天比较落后的国家
And in these, and to today where there's third world countries,
生产永远是一件危险的事情
And birth is something that is very dangerous.
不只是对人，对动物也是一样的
It is not just for people, but also to animals.
我们有时候看那个 Animal Planet 看那个电视节目
And when we watch Animal Planet,
我们会觉得动物生小动物好像很简单
And we look at animals and we see that they give birth and it's very simple.
用力一挤，小动物跑出来，噗噜就自己跑掉了。
As long as they exert strength, then the baby will come out.
他们只给你看到成功的例子
They only show you the successful examples.
到今天
And to today.
如果是在非洲那种医疗不是非常，就是它的这种科技不是很进步的国家。
If it is in Africa where the medicine is not so developed.
到今天。母羊生小羊的死亡率至少40%。
And today, for a female goat to have a successful birth, the percentage is 40%.
就是每生两只可能会死掉一只
And it is every two birth that they have, one will die.
有时候小羊死了，母羊一起死掉
And sometimes when the mother birthed the child, the lamb's
dead,
the mother will die too.
到今天2015年的非洲还是这个样子。
And to today, the 2015 Africa is still the same.
更不要讲在当时候几千年前的几千年的中东环境应该是更加的恶劣
And if you think about it, thousands of years ago in the Middle East, it is even worse.
所以对他们来讲，生小羊，小羊死掉是很正常的事情。
And so to them, having a miscarriage is very simple.
但是对。
Happens a lot.
但是雅各说，二十年来你的母羊没有一只掉过胎
But Jacob says in this 20 years, your female goats have not had miscarriage.
所以雅各在这里告诉我们一件事情
So Jacob here tells us one thing.
当他在照顾这个羊群的时候
That while he's taking care of this flock.
尤其遇到母羊要生产的时候
Especially when he encounters a female goat giving birth.
他是何等尽心尽力的去照顾的
He uses all of his power and might to take care of it.
所以今天圣经里面在提醒你跟我
So the Bible reminds you and I today.
他说今天 天我们被交托了这群羊群。
We have been entrusted this flock.
我们是用什么样的态度、什么样的方法来带领他们呢？
What kind of attitude and ways do we take care of this flock?
雅各谨慎小心的在照顾这群羊。
And Jacob uses his, he does it very carefully and with his all of heart.
那我们呢？
And what about us?
有时候我们会觉得说没有啊，我也非常小心的在照顾我的孩子啊。
Today we say we use all of our, we carefully take care of our children.
啊，我也很认真的在带领我的宗教教育的学生啊。
I also diligently take care of my RE students.
啊，但是我们说要想一想啊。
But we need to think about this.
我们带领孩子，我们教育孩子到底是为了什么？
When we are leading the children and taking care of them, what are we truly teaching them?
很多时候我们重视的是什么？
What do we value?
我们重视的是他事业上的成就。
We value their success in society.
我们重视他学业上的成功。
We value their education success.
我们重视他事做事业的能力。
We value their ability to do business.
所以我们想尽办法栽培他们上补习班学各样的才艺。
And so we put all of our efforts into letting them go to extracurricular classes.
甚至剥夺他们聚会的时间跟机会，就是为了要让他们能够学更多的能力啊。
Even to the point that they don't come to service so that they can learn to be even more talented.
所以到最后孩子非常的厉害。
And in the end, the child is very talented.
但是信仰观念非常的薄弱。
And their faith is very, they know very little.
我们孩子可能在社会上很有成就。
And our child, they may be very successful in
society. 但是到最后跟神的关系非常的恶劣。
But in the end, their relationship with God is very bad.
所以啊，虽然好像有孩子。
So although you have a child.
但是啊，却生不出敬虔的下一代来啊。
You cannot have this zealous descendants.
如同这个母羊怎么生都生不出小羊来啊。
Just like this female goat that cannot have a child.
我们今天的选择。
And today, all of our choices.
不只是影响我们自己而已。
It does not just influence us.
甚至会影响我们几后代的子子孙孙。
It may influence the generations to come.
今天因为有你。
And today because of you.
所以你的孩子愿意可以来到教会参加聚会。
That your children are willing and they come to service.
但是如果你的孩子生命当中没有信仰。
But if your child they don't have faith in their life.
你能够期望你的孙子一样敬虔在教会里面侍奉吗？
Can you hope that your grandchildren would also be zealous and serving church.
在下一代连神都不认识啦。
And the next generation, they may not even know who God is.
所以啊，在这里我们看到啊，雅各的努力的目标是要小心照顾，使他能够生产后代。
So the hard work of Jacob, and he has a goal is so that you can have a next generation.
所以啊，神吩咐我们啊。
So God has commanded us.
他说啊，有一个责任就是我们要生养敬虔的子孙啊。
That we have a duty to have godly children.
如同这些母羊能够顺利的生下小羊一样。
Just like this female goat to have successful birth.
但是要能够让它顺利的生产。
But in order to have a successful birth.
要能够有敬虔的子孙。
To have godly children.
必须要从我们这一代先做起啊。
It starts with ourselves.
所以啊，在生命记的第六章
So in Deuteronomy chapter 6 it says.
我们看生命记的第六章。
Let's turn to Deuteronomy chapter 6.
生命记第六章。
Deuteronomy chapter 6.
第六节。
Verse 6.
他说我今日所吩咐你的话都要记在心上第七
Verse 7.
要殷勤教训你的儿女无论你坐在家里行在路上躺下起来都要谈论在这里神特别吩咐以色列人
Here God specifically commands the Israelites
他说你是我特选的民族
You are my special chosen people
你是我所爱的百姓
You are my beloved people
所以啊神所托付给我们的一个很重要的责任
So God has given a very important entrustment
就是要殷勤教导我们的儿女啊
It is to teach our children
所以我们今天在教导儿女的事上
So today upon teaching our children
不只使他们在社会上有用
It is not so thatThey can only be useful in society.
不只是他们能够做一个好人，有个好的品性。
It is not just for them to be a good person to have a good personality.
更重要的是，你要帮助他建立与神的信仰。
What's even more important is you need to help them establish their relationship with God.
使得这个信仰能够一代一代的顺利传承。
So that this faith can be successfully transferred generation to generation.
所以在这里说，我们要尽心的教导，使得这个羊群不会掉胎。
So we need to diligently.Take care of this sheep so that it doesn't become a miscarriage.
同时啊，这个羊群要不掉胎，不是你努力照顾就可以的啊。
And at the same time, to avoid a miscarriage, it is not just through your own hard work.
你看我们现今的科技医学有多么的发达。
And you see how successful and advanced the technology and medicine.
但是你看到世界上还是有很多时候啊，这个孩子没有办法顺利的活下来啊。
But you see that there's many examples in this world that the child is not successfully born.
所以甚至以我们今天的科技。
And even to the point where the medicine is today.
生产还是有它的危险性在里面的啊。
There still are many dangerous aspects to childbirth.
所以啊，生产的事上要特别求神看顾啊。
So during the process of childbirth, you really need to ask God to take to watch over.
所以在这里告诉我们啊，雅各在这里告诉我们哦。
So here Jacob tells us.
他说啊，羊群能够不掉胎。
In order for the flock not to have miscarriage.
除了自己你啊，除了你的努力尽心照顾以外。
Aside from your own hard work with all your heart.
20年来从来不掉胎。
That in 20 years there is no miscarriage.
最后只能说是神的看顾跟恩典啊。
In the end you can only say it is through the blessing and guidance of God.
雅各知道得非常清楚啊。
And Jacob knew this very clearly.
因为为什么别人的小羊都是两胎死一胎，但是我的从来没有死过。
Because why is it that other people have to, they have two lambs, but there's only 50% chance of success.
为什么我的小羊从来不会死？
Why is it that my sheep never die?
是因为我比较厉害吗？
It is because I'm better.
是因为我照顾得比较认真吗？
Is it because I'm more diligent?
没有啊，雅各身旁这些人全部都是照顾羊群的高手啊。
It is not true because all of these people around Jacob are all experts.
所以到最后雅各得到一个结论啊。
So Jacob came up with a conclusion.
用自己的方式能够做得非常有限。
That when you use your own method, it is very limited.
用我们的方式来养育儿女不见得会成功。
When we use our own methods to take care of our children, to raise them, it may not be always successful.
你看我们社会上有多少的人。
And you see how many people there are in society.
有多少啊，父母亲两个都是博士，都是大学教授，结果小孩子啊，哇，跑去做 homeless 啊。
And how many parents are PhD and college professors that their children end up homeless.
就是你努力教也不代表孩子会成功啊。
It doesn't mean that just because you use so much effort to teach them that you'll be successful.
就是你努力的带孩子来聚会，他也不见得信仰会变很好啊。
You can bring your children to church, but that doesn't mean that they'll have good faith.
所以啊，对我们来说。
So to us today.
作为一个牧羊人，我们只能尽力尽本分。
As a shepherd, we only can do our best.
因为你能做的就是这么多啊。
Because you can only do so much.
你没有办法看到孩子的未来。
You don't know what the future of your child will
be. 你没有办法保证孩子的人生一定顺利。
You cannot guarantee a successful life.
你也不知道孩子最后信仰的路会走成怎么样子。
You don't know what kind of faith your child will have one day.
但是有一件事情你可以做的。
But there is one thing you can do.
第一就是你要尽力啊。
First thing is you need to try your best.
你已经尽力了。
You do your best.
你常常带他来教会。
And you often bring them to church.
你在家里有留下信仰的好榜样。
At home you give them good examples.
你鼓励孩子，带着孩子，逼着孩子参加学生联会。
You encourage and you try to force your child to attend SSC.
你常常为你的孩子祷告。
You often pray for your children.
所以在神面前你已经尽到你所能做的。
So before the Lord you have done your best.
剩下的部分就是交托在神的手中啦。
And the rest you entrusted to God.
因为你能够照顾这一只羊就是这么多而已。
Because this is the most you can do to take care of the sheep.
到最后生不生得出
And in the end, whether or not you can have the
child, 到最后会不会死掉？
And in the end, if it will die.
我们要知道这不是我们所能控制的。
We need to know that this is something we cannot control.
所以只能跪下来祷告求神看顾啊。
So we can only kneel down and pray and ask God to watch over.
要认识到说这是神的保守，所以二十年来从来没有掉过胎。
So we need to recognize that because God has been watching over, that there has been no miscarriage for 20 years.
所以我们今天在带领儿童，在带领我们的孩子。
So today when we are watching over our children.
除了你用心以外。
Aside from doing your best.
更要常常为孩子祷告。
We need to often pray for our children.
把它交在我们主的手中。
And to entrust them in the hand of God.
接下来他说，你群中的公羊我没有吃过啊。
And Jacob continues to say, I have not eaten the rams of your flock.
雅各有很多的羊啊。
And Jacob has many sheep.
这些羊都是交给他的。
All of these have been entrusted to him.
我们有时候会觉得啊，有这么多羊啊，我吃个一只，吃个两只有什么关系啊？
Many times we think there's so many, and if I eat one, it wouldn't even matter.
我上班，我做工作的这么辛苦。
And I work so hard.
哇，我吃个一只羊，那这个有什么不对吗？
If I eat one, would this be wrong?
但是不要忘了，这个羊不是你的啊。
But do not forget that the sheep is not yours.
雅各说这个羊是谁？是他舅舅的哦。
And Jacob says these sheep, they are his uncles.
所以他说你的羊我没有吃过啊。
And so Jacob says your rams I have not eaten.
所以这里告诉我们什么？
What does this tell us?
告诉我们说雅各很清楚自己侍奉的原因啊。
This tells us that Jacob is very clear in his servitude.
而且很清楚自己在做什么。
He understood what he was doing.
我是照顾羊群的。
I am taking care of the sheep.
我不是那个吃羊吃肉的
啊。I am not the one eating the sheep.
所以我们今天来到教会在参与圣工。
So today we come to church and we serve.
我们成为儿童眼中的牧者，成为教会当中的教会当中的工人。
We become the shepherd of the children in church and we become a worker in church.
我们请记住啊，我们是来服侍而不是来吃羊的啊。
We need to remember we come to serve and not to eat the sheep.
侍奉当中不是让我们占便宜的机会。
And we are, in our servitude, it is not time for us to take advantage.
参与圣工不是把别人带到我身旁让我觉得很有荣耀。
When we serve God, it is not to bring people to, before us to receive glory.
我们今天如果不小心哦。
Today, if we are not careful.
我们有时候在带领牧道朋友会把人都带到我们的身边来啊。
Oftentimes, when we bring true seekers, it is to bring them to us.
因为人都喜欢那种被需要的感觉。
Because man likes to, to be required, to need it.
哦，哇，大家都要来问我，大家都需要我，感觉很好啊。
And everyone needs me, and everyone needs to ask me something, and this
feels very good. 哇，我身旁永远都是一群人，我到哪里就跟着我到哪里啊。
And around me, there's always people wherever I go, they follow.
哦，我很有影响力哦。
And I am very influential.
我在教会踩踩都要地震两下啊。
In church, if I step down, if I take a few steps, there's an earthquake.
教会啊，那个教会信徒大会啊，我讲什么，哇，这个就会通过啊。
And during the congregation meeting, whatever I say will get passed.
看起来好像很厉害，好像很有力量啊。
And it seems as if you are very great.
其实是非常无知，是吃羊的人啊。
But this is very ignorant, and it is someone who eats the sheep.
因为你把人带到你的身边。
Because you bring people to you.
而不是把人完完全全的带到神的面前。
And not bringing the people completely before God.
你所重视的是你自己得到的好处。
What you value is your own benefit.
而不是把人让人来认识神、亲近神、得到恩典。
It is not to allow people to come before the Lord and to receive blessing.
所以在这里啊，在这里雅各告诉我们啊。
So here Jacob tells us.
我是养羊的人。
I am taking care of the
sheep. 我的责任是让羊群更好。
My duty is to take care of them.
使羊群生养众多。
So that they can have many, multiply.
使我的主人得到价值。
So that my owner can have a value.
我不是那个吃羊的人啊。
I am not the one who eats the sheep.
所以我们今天也不可以吃羊哦。
So today we cannot eat sheep.
我们在参与圣工当中不可以为了自己的好处来做。
In our servitude, we do not serve for our own benefit.
我们在服事里面不可伤害我们的羊群。
When we serve, we cannot harm the sheep.
我们来看一下彼得前书的第五章哦。
Let's look at 1 Peter chapter 5.
彼得前书的第五章。
1 Peter chapter 5.
彼得前书第五章
First Peter chapter 5
第二节
Verse 2
第二节
Verse 2
这里说务要牧羊在你们中间神的群羊按照神旨意照管他们不是出于勉强乃是出于甘心也不是因为贪财乃是出于乐意第三
Verse 3,
也不是出于辖制所托付你们的乃是做群羊的榜样第四节
Verse 4,
到了牧长显现的时候你们必得那永不衰残的荣耀冠冕啊所以在这里提醒我们今天每一个在照顾羊群的人
So here it reminds every single one of us who take care of the sheep
他说我们今天来按照我们今天啊来照顾神的羊是要按照神的旨意啊
So today we take care of the sheep it is to according to the will of God
不是按照我们的方法
Not through our own method
不是出于勉强
It is not through compulsion
哇很不想做圣工啊但是啊不做啊好像啊很难看
You
别人都做我不做很难看啊
And you don't want to do holy work But other people say if you don't do it It looks
他说
bad
不是勉强乃是甘心
That it is not through compulsion but willingly
不是因为贪财不是为了什么好处
And not for this dishonest gain but eagerly
更不是要辖制所托付的羊群
And nor is being lord over those entrusted to you
所以我们今天啊作为教会的牧者我们要做谨慎啊
So today as shepherds in church we need to be alert
到最后啊要把这一切的成果呈现在神的面前
In the end we need to bring all of these results beforeGod.
他说牧长显现的时候你就要得到冠冕啊
And when the chief shepherd appears you will receive the crown of glory
那我们在教导孩子也是一样啊
And when we teach our children it is like this
他说教导孩子不是按照我们的方法我们的喜 好跟我们想要他达到的目标。
We teach not children not according to our own ways and our own likes.
因为这个羊不是你的。
Because the sheep is not yours.
如同你的孩子并不是你的一样啊。
Just like your children are not truly
yours. 你的孩子是属于神的。
Your children belong to God.
他只是暂时交托在你的手下，让你来带领啊。
They have been temporarily given to you for you to guide them.
所以啊，我们今天呢、啊、在养育儿女哦。
So today when we are raising our children.
我们在给他栽培各样的才艺。
And we try to give them many talents.
我们在花费许多，让他能够成为非常的厉害。
We spend many resources so that they can become even more successful.
请问你的目的是什么？
And I ask you, what is your purpose?
哇，我只是希望我的孩子很厉害，可以赚很多的钱。
I only hope that my children can be so great that they can make much money.
我已经跟他讲好了，我投资这么大，以后你一半要还给我。
I've already told them I invested half in you and you never return half.
哦，你每个月的薪水啊，就自动 direct deposit 一半到我的账号里面。
And every month you can just directly deposit your salary into my bank account.
今天如果你在带领孩子，你只希望他人生能够成功，所以他以后可以给你很多钱花。
Today, if you only lead your children so that one day you can have the hope that they can give you money to spend.
你的养育教导是失败的。
Then this is a failure of way of teaching them.
如果你只希望他能够成功，有个幸福的生活。
You can only hope that they will be successful and have a happy life.
但是你不在乎他的信仰，不在乎他跟神的关系。
But you don't care about their faith and their relationship with God.
他的人生是危险的。
Then their life is in danger.
所以在这里告诉我们说，这孩子不是我们的啊。
So today it tells us that our children aren't truly ours.
他说要按照神的旨意来牧养他们。
And we need to take care of the sheep according to the will of God.
所以你不要把它吃掉啊。
So please do not eat them.
那什么叫做吃掉？
And what does it mean to eat the sheep?
就是把这个所有权变成我的。
It is so that it completely becomes yours.
我爱怎么教，我爱怎么带，就是我的方法。
I can teach them however I want. This is my method.
我不在乎圣经怎么讲。
I don't care what the Bible says.
我也不在乎神对他的旨意。
I don't care about what the will of God is.
我就要用我的方式来教我的孩子。
I will use my own methods to teach my children.
哦，这就是什么？把羊吃掉啦。
And this is what it means to eat the sheep.
吃掉就变成你的啦。
And once it's been eaten, it is yours.
哦，所以在这里告诉我们不要把羊吃掉，这是神的羊啊。
So here it tells us we should not eat the sheep of God because it is His.
我们看回来创世纪的三十一章啊。
Let's turn back to Genesis chapter 31.
创世纪的第三十一章。
Genesis chapter 31.
三十九节。
Verse 39.
三十九节说，被野兽撕裂的我都没有带来给你，是我自己赔上。哦，无论是白日黑夜被偷去的，你都向我索要啊。在这里啊，雅各告诉我们第三件事啊。
Here Jacob tells us the third thing.
啊，第一个他说啊，二十年来你的羊没有掉过胎哦。
First is that in the 20 years there has been no miscarriages.
因为我已经尽到全心全力来照顾这个羊啊。
Because I have tried my best and done all my efforts to take care of the sheep.
雅各说第二件事说，你的羊我没有占过你的便宜，我从来没有吃过。
And the second is Jacob says I have not taken advantage of you and I have not eaten of them.
因为这不是我的羊。
Because this is not my sheep.
我的责任不是吃掉它。
My duty is not to eat them.
我的责任是他养大他，使他能够生养众多。
My duty is to raise them and have them grow so that they can multiply.
那在这里说第三个，雅各说被野兽撕裂的我自己赔上啊。
And the third is that Jacob says that was which was torn by a beast I did not bring to you.
所以在这里雅各告诉我们牧羊人的第三个精神。
Here Jacob tells us a third mentality as a shepherd.
就是责任感啊。
It is this duty of responsibility.
没有人希望这个羊被野兽吃掉啊。
No one hopes for the sheep to be eaten by beasts.
没有人希望羊被野兽撕裂啊。
No one hopes for the sheep to be torn by the beasts.
毕竟这个是雅各啊照顾这么久的羊啊。
And especially these sheep have been taken care of by Jacob.
但是你不要忘记一件事情哦。
But we should not forget one thing.
这个羊不是雅各的啊。
The sheep is not Jacob's.
所以啊，雅各在牧羊当中，如果羊被抓走了。
But during his shepherding, if the sheep was taken away.
那个责任不在雅各的身上啊。
The duty is not upon Jacob.
羊又不是他的。
The sheep is not even his.
所以啊，要回家来，回去了就跟他舅舅讲啊，被野兽吃掉了。
So if he goes home, he can just tell his uncle that they have been eaten by wild beasts.
你要怎么样？你在我在旷野牧羊，这么多羊被一只羊野兽拖走了，怎么办？
And what can I do? The sheep, there's so many sheep in there, and one has been taken away.
雅各可以做一个很不负责任的牧羊人。
He can be a very irresponsible shepherd.
就是啊，没有办法，我做不了什么啊。
And there's no way, there's nothing I could do.
但是雅各说啊，你被羊被抓走的，我都自己赔上啊。
But Jacob says all of the loss that we have, I bore it.
这是对羊群的责任感。
And this is a responsibility that he feels towards the sheep.
被自己所托付的工作的用心
the work This is the mentality that he has towards the work he has been entrusted.
虽然这个羊群的所有权不在我
And even though the sheep does not belong to him.
但是既然在我的照管之下
But since it is under his care.
我就用是我的羊的心态来照顾他
He will take care of them as if they are his own.
你看呢我们今天的人啊
And so if we look at all the people today.
我们今天如果所有权不在我们身上
If the authority is not within our hands.
有时候我们就很随便啊
We can be very indifferent.
你看呢我们在家里
And at home.
在家里啊哇你的小孩那个上完厕所卫生纸拉多拉一张你就嘿浪费浪费
And at home if your children they use more toilet paper you would think that they're being wasteful
这都是钱买的
And you say this is bought with money
但是啊如果你到那个公共厕所
But when you go to public bathroom
那洗完手之后一二三四五哇一大长一大条啊
And after they have finished washing their hand they take a lot of the toilet paper
抹一下就全部丢垃圾桶了
And they just dry their hands and they throw in the garbage can
所以啊人家说美国是啊全世界最浪费的国家
And so they say America is a very is the most wasteful country.
或许我们当中有的人就是造成这种印象的原因啊。
Perhaps this is the result of some of us.
不用钱的尽量用。
And things that don't cost money, you can use more.
要用我钱的，我就很小心啊。
The more the ones that you need to use your own money, you are more careful.
我到坦桑尼亚哦，到那个坦桑尼亚，非洲的坦桑尼亚的时候哦。
And so when I went to Tanzania in Africa.
他们告诉我说啊，每天政府哦，每天水厂只会开一个小时的水而已。
They told us that the government only opens up the water for 1 hour.
每天早上五点。
Every single morning at 5 a.m.
开到六点。
They open up till 6.
所以你如果想要用水啊
So if you want to use water.
你最好啊早上5点起来装水要不然那天就没有水可以用啦。
You need to wake up at 5 a.m. in the morning to fill up the water or else you have none to use.
我就觉得非常奇怪啊。
And I found this very strange.
因为啊坦桑尼亚就在维多利亚湖旁边而已啊。
Because Tanzania is next to Lake Victoria.
哇那个水资源是非常丰富的。
And the water was very abundant.
哇那个一天到晚在下雨啊。
And every single day it rains.
那为什么这么一个环境啊政府还要规定这么严格啊
And why is it in such an environment that the government is so strict?
所以啊当地的人告诉我。
So the locals told me.
他说以前政府是不管的。
That the government didn't care about it before.
所以政府要收水费嘛。
So the government would collect water fees.
他们水费是固定的。
And so their water fees was set.
不管你用多少都是一样的钱。
No matter how much you use, it was always the same amount.
所以啊，他们的人就觉得就想啊。
So the people were just fighting over it.
我已经缴了钱。
And they were thinking about it. I've already given the money.
我不用白不用。
And if I don't use it, then it doesn't matter.
我如果用的比隔壁邻居少，我就亏了。
But if I use less than my neighbor, then I'm losing out.
所以他们就每天把家里所有能够开的水全部打开。
So they opened up all the pipes that they can use water in.
然后让它全部留在地上，因为用不到啊。
And they just let it flow onto the floor because they cannot use it.
反正不用也是白费啊，不用就亏了嘛。
Because if you don't use it, you're losing out.
所以啊，他们就是把所有的水全部打开。
So they open up all the water pipes.
到最后啊，政府很生气啊。
And in the end, the government is very angry.
就把水厂关掉了。
And so they close up the pipes.
他说每天早上五点到六点，你要水你自己起来接。
So every single morning, if you want water, you need to come yourself and get it.
人有时候就是有这种贪小便宜的心啊。
So humans, we have this attitude of greed.
如果不是我需要额外付钱的
it is, if it is not required for me to use my own money
我就用得很随便啊
then I will use it more indifferently
如果我要付钱哦
but if I do use
我有责任哦
then I have responsibility
我就会特别小心使用啊
then I will be more careful and use it carefully
所以啊常常对自己的东西非常的节俭
so we're very strict with our own things
都是钱买的
and it is all used with our money
对别人的东西常常很随便啊
but with other people you are very indifferent
所以上班的时候啊常常为什么你常看到一个贴一个牌子哦厕所贴一个牌子说请随手关那个关那个什么 faucet 请随手把水关掉请随手把水关掉啊
That is why when you go to work you see in the bathroom there are signs that says please turn off the faucet
为什么因为很多人不在乎啊
And because many people don't care
反正又不是我的水
It is not my own water
水费又不是我在付
I'm not paying for the electricity bill
人天性里面有这种不负责任的不负责任的态度啊
Humans innately have this attitude that they don't care about responsibility.
反正不是我的我不在乎。
As long as it's not mine, I don't have to care for it.
但是你看这里雅各说这个羊不是我的哦。
But here Jacob says the sheep is not mine.
但是我都赔上就是责任啊。
But I still take care of them and then this is responsibility.
所以我们今天在做教会的圣工在带领我们的在带领我们的羊群。
So today in our servitude, we take care and we lead the sheep.
我们不是一个雇工，我们是牧者啊。
We are not a worker, we are a shepherd.
我们来看哥林多前书的第四章啊。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 4.
哥林多前书的第四章。
1 Corinthians chapter 4.
哥林多前书的第四章的第十五节。
And 1 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 15.
十五节。
15.
他说你们学基督的师父虽有一万，为父的却是不多，因我在基督耶稣里用福音生了你们。在这里保罗给我们留下一个榜样啊。
And here Paul leaves us an example.
他说啊，这些啊，他说啊，我们啊，今天在学习基督啊。
Today we imitate Christ.
啊，很多人只想做老师而已。
And many people just want to be teachers.
为做老师的很多，但做父亲的很少。
And there are many instructors, but there are very few fathers.
而这老师跟父亲的差别在哪里？
What is the difference between an instructor and a father?
老师只喜欢乖的学生。
Instructors only like good students.
但是父亲却能爱他的孩子。
But a father will love their children.
哦，今天老师对学生只是一种。只是一种被托付的责任。
And instructors have only this responsibility as an entrustment.
我上课的时候是老师。
And during my class time, I'm the teacher.
我下课就拜拜了。
And after class, I'm gone.
你回到家杀人放火跟我没有关系。
And you go home and do whatever you want, it has nothing to do with me.
啊，但是啊，做父亲就不一样了。
But as a father, it is very different.
父亲是一辈子的责任。
A father has it's a responsibility of a lifetime.
是无法分离的血缘。
It is something that you cannot depart from.
他说呀，今天雅各在照顾这个羊群。
And so Jacob takes care of this flock of sheep.
是用父亲的心肠在照顾他们。
It is with the heart of a father who takes care of
the sheep. 而不是只是用一个雇工啊，我只是一个雇工啊，反正羊又不是我的。
He is not just a hired hand because the sheep is just not his.
哦，所以我们今天在参与教会的圣工哦。
So today when we participate in holy work.
哦，或者是在做宗教教育的老师。
Or when we become our teacher.
啊，请要记得，你不是一个教书匠啊，你不是只是负责来上课的、啊。
Please remember that you're not just a teacher, you're not just here to teach them.
哦，上完课两手拍拍，你跟我没有关系呀、啊。
That after class you just take your clap your hands and you say I have nothing to do with them.
我们今天在带领慕道者也是一样啊。
And today when we take care of truth seekers, it is the same.
我们有时候搞错了。
Sometimes we have the wrong attitude.
我们把慕道朋友当成一个 case, 当成一个责任啊。
We misunderstand truth seekers as a case or a responsibility.
啊，就是、啊、我的负责就是把你引到、啊、最后让你能够洗礼就好了。
It is that your responsibility is just for them to be baptized.
洗礼之后啊，拍拍手，工作完成，再见。
And after they're baptized, you say bye bye.
啊，所以有的慕道朋友啊说洗礼完之后都觉得落差很大啊。
And some truth seekers after they have become baptized, they see there's a very big difference.
啊、有一个刚受洗的信徒跟我说。我觉得好像被骗嘞。
And there's a truth seeker who got baptized, and he said, "I feel as if I've been deceived."
哇，他说啊，我洗礼之前啊，大家都非常关心我啊。
He said before I got baptized, people were very gracious.
打电话给我，关心我的生活，常常来照顾我，接我来教会。
People would come call me, and they would ask me how I was doing. They would come and pick me up to come to church.
啊，结果、啊、很感动啊，大家非常有爱心啊。
So I was very moved by everybody's love.
啊，结果、啊、洗完礼之后，大家都跑掉了。
But after I was baptized, people just ran away.
还告诉我说，你现在已经洗礼了，你是家人，你要努力，你要坚强，你要勇敢，你要自己长大、啊、
They even told me that after now that you're baptized, you need to take care of yourself and you need to grow up.
然后所以他就说，我觉得我好像被骗了。
And he said, I feel as if I've been lied to.
哇，怎么呢？洗礼完之后变感觉落差很大、啊、
And why is it that after he is baptized that there's a big difference?
如果今天你生了一个小孩、哦、
Today, if you have a child.
哇，你怀胎十个月，哦，噗，终于生出来了。
And you spend 10 months carrying the child, and after 10 months you have given the birth.
你会怎么对那个小孩？
How will you take care of the child?
对那个婴儿讲说，哎，你现在出来了。
You tell the child, the baby.
你赶快长大哦。
You've come out, and now you need to grow up.
你要自己努力哦。
You need to work on your own.
哇，赶快自己去吃饭。
And go eat on your own.
会吗？你会这样对他吗？
Will you treat your child this way?
不会啊，这是父母亲没有人这个样子的、啊。
And of course not. As a father, there's no one who will do this.
反而在生下来之后啊，更加谨慎小心的照顾啊。
Or rather, on the other hand, after the birth, you would take care of it even more.
因为这是父母的心肠啊。
Because this is the heart of a father.
啊，但是你看那个接生的那个医生就不是这样啦。
But when you look at the
你的 OBGYN 哈、
哦，你的那个
对啊，你那个妇产科的医师哦。
The childbirthing doctor.
你在没有生之前啊，哇，关心呐、啊，问你很多啊，抽血啊，问了一堆啊。
That before you give birth, they give you many tests and they ask you many questions.
啊，等到你呼生出来以后，他就不打电话给你了。
But after you give birth, they don't call you anymore.
为什么？因为他的责任已经结束了。
Because their responsibility is over.
这就是雇工跟牧者的差别。
This is the difference between a hireling and a shepherd.
所以我们今天不要做一个雇工啊。
So today we should not be a hired person.
在带领慕道朋友，不要说啊，带到洗礼就可以了。
That we take care of the truth seekers to the point to the baptism site.
在教导儿，在教导学生不要说下课就没有我的事啦。
We take care of the children that after class you say there's not, there, I have nothing to do with you anymore.
在带领儿女不要说啊，十六岁门一开你给我出去啊。
That we take care of our children till they're 16 and we ask them to leave.
其实啊，这个都是这种都是雇工的心情啊。
And this is the attitude of a hired person.
你所到最后只有说我必须要养你的责任而已啊。
And you only have this duty of taking care of them and raising them.
哦，但是做父母亲不是这样哦。
But as a father is different.
哦，做父母亲的就算十六。所以你要他出去啊。
But as parents, we don't let the children leave at 16.
你不是只是想把他赶出去。
It is not just for them to leave.
你是希望他能够在环境的压力之下逐渐成熟，学习责任。
You want them to mature under the environment and to grow.
哦，就好像啊，你那个，就好像啊，爸爸在教孩子在骑脚踏车哦。
Just like a father who is teaching his child how to ride a bicycle.
哦，他有时候会跌倒哦。
And at times they may stumble.
他有时候会哭啊，不会骑会哭啊。
At times they will cry because they don't know how to ride the bike.
爸爸放手不是他不爱这个孩子。
And a father will let go because, not because he doesn't love the child.
而是希望这个孩子能够学会。
But rather because he wants the child to learn.
爸爸虽然手离开了脚踏车。
And even though the father's hand has left the bike.
但是他可能在后面一直跟着，两只手一直护着。
But perhaps the father is still following with his two hands held out.
这就是父母的心肠。
This is theheart of a parent.
所以啊，我们今天带领儿女，带领学生，带领慕道朋友。
So today we lead our children, we lead our truth seekers.
我们要像雅各一样啊，在这里啊，很有责任感，说我自己赔上啊。
And just like how Jacob, he has very responsibility to them that he says he pays for it himself.
啊，你如果不想赔
，And so if you don't want to pay for it yourself,
你就把他带在你身边照顾好啊。
Then you need to let them be next to you and take care of them.
哦，所以啊，在这里雅各告诉我们第三个牧者的要求。
So here Jacob tells us the third responsibility of a shepherd.
就是责任。
It is to have responsibility.
把这些羊都当作我自己的。
That you treat these sheep as your own.
但是不是要把它吃掉？
But it is not to eat them.
而是要把它照顾的让它更好。
But it is to take care of them so that they can be better.
哦，所以啊，我们今天不要像有的人说啊，这个学生不来教会了，那我没有办法。
And so today we shouldn't be like, these students don't come to church, I cannot do anything.
啊，这个信徒不来教会了，啊，这是传道的问题啊。
And this member doesn't come to church is not my problem, it is pastor's.
如果你认识他。
But if you know them,
如果你有他的电话，
if you have their phone number,
你就应该有责任要打个电话给他。
Then you should have a duty to call them.
不要把所有的责任都推到传道跟负责人的身上啊。
Do not push all the responsibility upon the pastor and the council members.
今天你只要认识他。
Today, if you only need to know them,
跟他还蛮熟。
You're quite familiar with them.
有对方的电话。
You have their phone number.
你就应该要打电话，哎，最近怎么没有看到你？怎么都没有来教会呢？
Then you need to call them and ask them, how come I haven't seen you recently in church?
因为神已经把责任托付给我们每一个人了。
Because God has given responsibility to all of us.
所以我们讲到牧者。
So when we speak of a shepherd,
你不要以为在讲我啊。
Don't think that it's just for me.
那讲我们每一个人啊。
It speaks to all of us.
神把这个整个教会的兴旺都托付在你跟我的手中。
God has given the growth and the revival of the church into all of our hands.
神把这个牧者的职分也都托付给我们了。
God has given the duty of a shepherd into our hands.
你做了吗？
Have you done it?
你在乎吗？
Do you care?
你愿意付出一点责任吗？
Are you willing to put in the responsibility?
这里雅各说我自己赔上啊。
And so here Jacob says, I bore the loss.
我自己愿意付出代价。
And I bore the responsibility.
我来打电话。
And I called them.
我来关心。
I will take care of them.
我来访问。
I will go visit them.
这是雅各的牧者精神啊。
This is the mentality that Jacob has as a shepherd.
我们看回来创世纪三十一章啊。
Let's return to Genesis chapter 31.
创世纪的三十一章。
Genesis chapter 31.
第四十节。
Verse 40.
四十节
Verse 40.
他说我白日受尽干热夜间黑夜受尽寒霜不得合眼睡觉我常是这样啊。在雅各讲到说他这二十年的生活啊。
So when Jacob talks about his life for the past 20 years.
那这个雅各他们的环境是属于沙漠型的气候。
And so this environment that Jacob lives in is like a desert.
哦，所以沙漠当中啊，白天非常非常的热啊。
In the desert during the day it's extremely hot.
啊，但是啊，晚上又非常非常的寒冷啊。
But during the night it is extremely cold.
啊，有时候啊，带领羊群呢，你不可能啊，每天都是白天出去，晚上回来啊。
And many times when you take care of the sheep and you lead them, you cannot go out during the day and return during the night.
啊，有时候那个要你要找草嘛，你要给有足够的草，有时候你要走比较远的路程哦。
Sometimes to find enough grass to feed the sheep, you need to walk very far.
哦，所以对牧羊人来说，在旷野当中睡觉过日子是很正常的事情。
And to the shepherd to spend the night out in the desert is very normal.
那但是在这里啊，大卫讲到他的生活。
But here,
大卫讲雅各讲到他的生活。
Where Jacob speaks of his life.
我们有时候觉得啊，要养羊有什么难的、啊、
？And many times we think to take care of the sheep was so hard about.
有时候觉得蛮好玩的、啊，为什么？因为养羊你走在前面，羊会跟着你走哦。
And sometimes it is very fun because when you walk in front of the sheep, they will follow you.
哦，所以有时候我们把那个，因为我们自己没有养过羊，我们会把那个想象的非常简单啊。
And so we think we imagine this as something very simple because we have never taken care of sheep.
而且啊，养羊跟养羊群是完全不一样的事情啊。
And to take care of one sheep, and to take care of a flock is very different.
啊，我们在非洲啊，很多家都有养羊啊。
And in Africa, we have many members who have sheep.
啊，但是通常都是啊，大概三只五只这种事情啊。
And they often have 3 to 5.
啊，这个养羊非常简单，三只五只非常简单哦。
And to take care of the sheep when you have 3 to 5 is very simple.
你就啊，早上把那个羊栏啊，就是养羊的地方啊，打开让羊出去啊。
And in the morning you just open up the sheep pen and you let them go out.
你就不管它了。
And you don't care about
them. 那三只�ang、五只羊到处找东西吃啊。
And 3 to 5 sheep, they just go everywhere and they find things to eat.
哦，所以就到处啊，在地上捡捡捡啊，吃饱了它就会回来啦。
And they will pick up things from the floor and eat, and after they're full, they will return.
三只羊很容易。
With 3 sheep is very simple.
300只羊就不一样。
When it's 300 sheep, it's very different.
如果是羊群哦，如果羊很多
，If it is a flock of sheep and you have much sheep,
你不可能让它自己出去吃啊。
It is impossible for you to let them go out to eat by themselves.
因为大部分都会饿死啊。
Because oftentimes they will starve.
那作为一个牧羊者，你要知道哪里有水草。
As a shepherd, you need to know where there is water and grass.
哪里有让羊可以吃饱的足够的草让羊吃饱。
You need to know where to go that the sheep can be full.
啊，有时候你要走很远的路啊。
Oftentimes you need to go very far.
啊，不但走很远的路。
Not only do you need to go far.
有时候晚上还不能回来睡觉啊。
At times in the night you cannot even come back to sleep.
所以啊，带领羊群跟养羊是完全不一样的事情哦。
So to take care of one sheep and a flock of sheep is 2 different things.
而且是非常非常辛苦的。
It is very extremely tiresome.
所以在这里雅各告诉我们说，他白日要忍受沙漠当中的黑，要忍受旷野当中的炎热啊。
And so in verse 40, Jacob says, in the day the drought consumed me.
晚上要受尽各样的寒霜。
And in the night, the frost by night.
他说啊，这就是他的痛苦啊。
And this is his burden.
啊，但是为了这一群羊要长得好。
But for the sake of this sheep, for them to grow well.
雅各愿意受苦，雅各愿意付出代价。
Jacob was willing to suffer and put in the price.
今天我们要把羊养得好。
And today for us to have a good sheep.
我们必须要愿意付出代价。
We need to know that there is a price that we need to pay.
那你可能会觉得哦。
You may feel that.
没有啊，我今天已经砸锅卖铁，让我的孩子受最好的教育，在最好的学区啦。
It is not true. I have put in all my best and try to put my children in the best school districts.
你看，我已经付出这么多的代价啦。
You see, I have put in all of these price, paid the price.
你看呢、啊？我现在呀、啊，牺牲教会的宗教教育，让他去上中文。
You see that I have sacrificed the time for them to come to church and let them go learn Chinese.
你看我付出多大的代价
？And you see how great of a price I've paid.
有时候脑筋不太清楚啊。
And sometimes I feel this is the wrong attitude.
牺牲教会都非常容易啊。
And to sacrifice time in church is very simple.
哦，这有时候，但是这个是教养。这是带领羊群的方法吗
？But is this the true way to take care of the sheep？
哦，常常啊，我们看看人生啊，什么最好牺牲
？Oftentimes we look at life and we see what is the easiest to sacrifice。
最好牺牲的就是聚会的时间嘛。
What's easiest to sacrifice is time to service。
啊，对不对啊？今天要上班要赚钱 ，double pay， 然后今天不来了。
And today you have double pay and you don't come to church。
哦，所以最好牺牲的就是教会的时间啦、
啊。And the most simplest thing to sacrifice is church。
啊，小孩要补习啊，早上宗教教育不要去啦。
And the children need to go to extra classes so they don't need to go to class。
那最好牺牲的时间呢
？It is the easiest thing to sacrifice.
啊，这个月经济比较紧啊，奉献不要奉了，不要献了。
And recently finance has been very tight, so we don't need to give tight.
最好牺牲的就是教会啊。
And what's easiest to sacrifice is church.
为什么？因为神不会打你啊，神没有马上打你啊。
And why? It is because God will not punish you.
因为你没有缴钱，你就不能去上学。
That because you don't give money that you can't go to school.
啊，但是你没有缴钱，还是可以来教会。
But if you don't go to pay money, you can still come to church.
因为你没有补习，你考试可能会 fail, 会当掉。
And because you don't go to extra classes, you might fail.
啊，但是啊，你当掉天国没什么感觉啊。
But if you
你当掉了天国的分数啊，你没有感觉啊。
But if you fail in heaven, you will not feel anything and you cannot see it.
哦，要等到以后看到已经来不及了。
Because one day when you see it, it's too late.
哇，走到神面前啊，主耶稣说，来发 report card 啊，发成绩单啊。
And you come before God one day and God says, let's give out the report cards.
啊，某某某啊，三分啊，糟糕。
And this and this, you only get 3 points.
你跟主耶稣讲，可不可以补考啊？
And you ask God, can I take the test again?
啊，没有，对不起啊，天国没有补考的。
And I'm sorry because in heaven you cannot retest.
当掉就当掉了。
And once you failed, you failed.
哦，所以啊，有时候因为我们看不到它的紧急性啊。
Oftentimes we don't see the importance in this.
哦，所以我们很容易牺牲掉 教会信仰来满足世界上的一些追求。
So we often give up church time for the sake of pursuing the pleasures of this world.
但是呢，在这里雅各是为了羊群付出代价。
But here we see that Jacob has paid the price for the flock.
能够在旷野当中忍受环境的恶劣。
That he can suffer the environments of the desert.
他在这里说日夜不得合眼啊。
He could not sleep in the 20 years.
这是给我们提醒哦。
And this is a reminder to us.
提醒我们呢，今天不要只有白天的时候看看羊群啊。
That we should not just only watch the sheep during the day.
晚上的时候睡觉了，管他的羊跑去哪里了。
And at night it's time to sleep and you don't even care about the sheep.
因为那个要抓羊的野兽都是晚上来的。
Because the beast that come after the sheep will always come during the night.
趁着你睡着的时候。
And they take the opportunity when you're asleep.
结果那个偷偷的跑到附近，我把小羊抓走啊。
And they secretly come and they take away the sheep.
所以白天你能够照顾得好。
And in the day you can take care of them well.
晚上你更加需要警惕。
During the night, you need to be even more alert.
所以雅各睡不好不是因为他失眠啊。
So Jacob did not sleep well, not because he had insomnia.
也不是说晚上好冷哦，睡不太好啊，不是啊。
Or because that at night it was very cold that he could not sleep.
而是他非常的警醒。
But rather he was very alert.
只要一听到有什么怪声音。
That no matter if there was an odd sound.
只要有听到羊群当中有什么骚动。
If there is some disturbances in the sheep.
马上就起来，发生什么事情马上来看啊。
And he will immediately get up and try to see what's wrong.
所以雅各是日夜警醒。
So Jacob was alert during the day and night.
所以非常辛苦啊。
So it was very tiresome.
主耶稣也是这个样子啊。
And Jesus was also like this.
主耶稣在侍奉当中也是一样日夜不得合眼啊。
And during his servitude, it was like this. He could not sleep during the day or night.
所以有一次主耶稣很累啦。
And so at one time, Jesus was very tired.
他就跟他的门徒说。
And he told his disciples.
他说我们找个地方休息一下。
Let us go find a place to rest.
结果好不容易找到一个地方休息才刚坐下来。
And after a much search, they finally find a place and he sat down.
才刚喘一口气而已。
And he finally took a breath.
又一群人来了。
And then a group of people came.
主耶稣怎么说啊？
And what did Jesus say?
圣经里面说耶稣就怜悯他们啊。
It says that Jesus had mercy on them.
好像羊没有牧人一样啊。
It is like a sheep that does not have a shepherd.
就起来教导他们，教训他们。
So he got up and he taught them.
主耶稣不累吗？
And was Jesus not tired?
非常疲倦啊。
And he was extremely tired.
但是这个有人有需要啊。
But there is people who have needs.
所以耶稣又起来啦。
So Jesus got up.
就像所以雅各也是这样，耶稣也是这样。
And so Jacob was like this, and Jesus was also like this.
圣经里面很多很重要的圣徒都是这样。
And many saints of old are also like this.
我们今天做圣工，千万不是只有在自己方便的时候。
And today when we do servitude, when we serve God, it is not just at our own convenience.
我们今天守道理。绝对不是只有在自己高兴的时候。
It is not, we keep the word not just when we are happy.
日夜都要谨慎。
We need to be alert during the day and night.
在日夜没有人看，晚上没有人看到的时候。
Because it is during the night when nobody can see.
一样要常常警醒啊。
That you also need to be alert.
我们要常常关心我们的孩子。
We need to take care, watch over our children.
尤其是夜间哦。
Especially during the night.
什么叫做夜间？
And what does it mean during the night?
夜间就是他已经失去联络一段时间啊。
It is when...After a long time, you have not contacted them.
夜间就是孩子可能离家去上大学啦。
Or it means that your children have left home to go to college.
夜间可能是你看不到，你不再像以前可以把他带到身边的时候。
And the night means where you cannot see them and you cannot bring them to your side.
你要更加的谨慎，更加的警醒啊。
And you need to be more alert.
随时不要一直睡啊。
And so do not just sleep.
我累了我就一直睡。
And I'm tired, I'm just going to sleep.
结果羊被拖去吃掉了你都不知道。
And as a result, the sheep have been taken to be eaten and you don't even know.
什么叫做一直睡？
And what does it mean to sleep?
就是满足自己的需要啦。
It is to satisfy your own needs.
我最近很忙啦。
And recently I've been very busy.
所以教会的学生发生什么事我都不管的。
And so I don't care about what happens to the students in church.
我最近很累啊。
And recently I'm very tired.
所以教会的圣工我最近都不要参加。
So I don't want to attend the holy work in church.
这个就是在夜间放松了，夜间失去警醒啊。
This is what it means to relax during the night.
所以在这里告诉我们哦。
And so here it tells us.
雅各说：“我日夜受苦，日夜警醒啊。
”It says that during the night and day I suffered
就是为了要让这个羊群能够得到安全。
It is so for the sake of the safety of the sheep.
就是为了让这个羊群能够成长。
It is so that they can grow.
就是为了让这个羊群能够得到富足。
It is so that all of these flock can be satisfied.
所以我们如果能够像雅各一样。
And so if we can be like Jacob.
用同样的心情来照顾神所托付我们的产业。
We use the same attitude to take care of the inheritance given to us by God.
而不管是我们的儿女。
It is not just towards the children.
或者是教会的学生。
Or the students in church.
或者是其他的信徒。
Or other members.
我们如果每个人都能够用牧者的心情来照顾我们身旁的人。
If we can all use the mentality of a shepherd to take care of them.
日夜警醒。
And to be alert during the day and night.
常常关心。
And to care for them often.
常常打电话。
And often call them.
如果有人没有来聚会，马上有人打电话。
If people don't come to service and you call them immediately.
教会一定会兴旺，这个羊群一定会增长的。
And the revival of the church will grow.
因为圣经里面告诉我们。
Because the Bible tells us.
他说有时候一个人哦，久没有来聚会就变成习惯了。
Sometimes when a person doesn't come to church often,it becomes a habit.
有时候我去访问的时候，访问一些很久没有来教会的人啊。
And so sometimes when I go to visitations for people who don't come to church,
我问他们说你为什么不来教会啦？
And I ask them how come you don't come to church anymore?
他说其实也不是我们不想去啦。
They say it is not that I don't want to go.
是怪怪的啦。
But rather that it is strange.
我说为什么怪怪的？
And I ask them why is it strange?
他说因为很久没去了。
Because I have not gone in a while.
所以啊，那个认识的人越来越少。
So the people I know are very few.
那突然出现好像觉得有点怪怪的。
And to suddenly appear, it is very strange.
所以你知道吗？今天有很多的人，他不是不想来教会。
So you know that there are many people they don't come to church not because they don't want to come.
就是缺少一个契机，缺少一个机会啊。
Rather because they don't have this chance.
就缺少了有人打电话说，哎，你来吗？你叫我就来啦。有人叫嘛。
They lack this one person who will call them and ask them. They just need someone to call them.
所以啊，就算教会里我其他人都不认识，至少我已经认识一个啊，这个我认识打电话给我啦。
And even though you don't know everybody in church, at least you know one.
所以啊，缺乏的是什么？
So what do you lack?
缺乏的就是那个拿起电话的手啊。
It is that hand to pick up the phone.
缺乏的就是那个日夜关心的人啊。
It is that person who will care no matter what during the day or night.
所以啊，在这里雅各说什么？我日夜都是这样哦。
And so Jacob says, during the day and night, I was like that.
然后最后面这里讲啊。
And so in the end, he says,
40节哦。
Verse 40.
他说我白日受尽干热，夜间受尽寒霜，不得合眼睡觉，我常是这样啊。
And so there I was in the day and the night, consumed me and the frost by night, and my sleep departed from my eyes.
到最后雅各告诉我们说，做一个好的牧羊人的最后一个要求。
So Jacob here tells us the last requirement of a good shepherd.
就是不放弃的精神。
It is this attitude to not give up.
我们看加拉太书的第六章。
Let's turn to Galatians chapter 6.
加拉太书的第六章。
Galatians chapter 6.
加拉太书第六章第九节。
Galatians chapter 6 verse 9.
第九节。
Verse 9.
他说我们行善不可丧志，若不灰心，到的时候就要收成。那在这里啊，保罗特别提醒你跟我啊。
Here Paul reminds every single one of us.
我们在做对的事的时候。
That when we are doing the correct thing.
常常会有让我们失望甚至伤心的机会。
There are many chances for us to become disappointed or sad.
有时候你觉得你付出了很多的努力。
Many times you will find that you have put in so much effort.
但是你没有看到任何的成果。
But you don't see any results.
有时候你觉得你付出了很大的代价。
Many times you seem as if you have paid the price.
但是没有看到对方的改变。
But you don't see a change in the other person.
所以难免人会失望，会伤心，会丧志。
It is inevitable that we will become sad and disappointed.
但是在这里啊，保罗提醒你跟我啊。
But here Paul reminds you and I.
他说啊，我们做对的事啊，不要失去了这个起初的志向啊。
That when we do good, we should not miss out the initial love.
他说如果你不灰心哦。
And so if you do not become weary.
你到最后你就要能够看到你的回报。
Then in due season you will see what you reap.
所以有时候我看到一些教会里面看到一些父母亲哦。
So many times we see parents in church.
他的孩子在成长的过程当中有时候会偏离的道路，偏离的正路啊。
And their children many times in this journey of faith, they will grow astray.
啊，当然父母亲非常担心。
And of course, as parents, they're extremely worried.
所以有的父母亲啊，这个拼命祷告，拼命祷告啊。
So many parents, they pray very hard for their children.
不是一次，不是两次啊。
It is not just once or twice.
也不只有一年两年啊。
It is not just 1 year or 2 years.
他会常常这样，一直不停的为孩子祷告。
They will continuously pray for their children.
啊，到最后你就看到孩子回头了。
And in the end, you will see the child turn.
你就看到孩子改变啊。
You will see the change.
你就看到孩子在神走回到神的路上啦。
You will see the children, they go back to the road of God.
啊，但是有时候这种祷告是需要一个非常长的时间。
But sometimes this type of prayer will take a long time.
啊，如果你灰心了。
So if you lose heart.
如果你放弃了。
If you've given up.
如果你说神也救不了我的孩子。
If you say God cannot even rescue my child.
那你就看不到任何的成果。
Then you cannot see any results.
啊，所以在这里啊，我们在这里保罗告诉我们。
So here Paul tells us.
他说你不要灰心。
So do not lose heart.
啊，不管是在带领慕道朋友或在教导教会的孩子
whether it is to lead the churches, true seekers or the children in the church
或者是在养育你自己的儿女
or to raise up your own children
不要灰心啊
do not lose heart
那我曾经听过有一个传道说
and so I've heard a pastor say
他说啊他小时候非常非常非常的调皮啊
and he says when he was young he was very bad
那不是我
it is not me
啊有一个传道说他小时候非常的调皮
and so this pastor said when he was young he was very naughty
很多教会的人都受不了他
and many people in church could not take him
哇很多教会的老师也都放弃啦
and many teachers in church even gave up on him
他想说这个孩子以后大概完蛋啊
and they said this child has no future
他说有一个老师从来没有放弃他
but he said there was one RE teacher that never gave up on him
不只是在教会里面帮他上课
not only did she have class with him in church
还到他家里面去访问他的父母
but she went to hishouse and also visited his parents.
因为他的父母亲呢不太管这个孩子啊。
Because the parents don't care for, very much for the child.
哦，所以这个老师跑到家里去跟那个父母谈。
So this teacher went to the parents' house and talked to them.
啊，甚至连这个小孩的 PTA 啊，那个家长会啊，都是这个老师去参加。
And even to the point that the parent-teacher conference that this teacher went.
因为什么？为什么？因为他的父母亲不在乎啊。
And why is because the parents did not care.
或者是他父母亲太忙了，没有时间管他。
Or rather, the parents were too busy that they didn't have time to take care.
所以孩子从小就觉得说没有人爱我。
So since young, the child feels as if no one loves him.
所以他一直捣蛋，只是希望大家多看看他，多注意他。
So he acts out in his attention to seek attention.
啊，但是因为有这个教会这个老师爱他。
But because of this one teacher in church who loves him.
啊，因为这个老师非常关心他。
Because this teacher extremely cares for him.
因为有这个老师走出教室而走进他的生活里面。
That because of this teacher who has taught him and walked into his life.
啊，到最后改变了这个孩子的一生。
In the end, his child, his entire life has been
changed. 孩子的功课变好了。
And the homework has become improved.
孩子开始干干净净，开始洗澡了，干净了。
And the child has started to shower.And become clean.
孩子开始在教会里面听话了。
And the child started to listen in church.
孩子到最后学业非常的好。
And the child in the end has a very good education.
有很好的事业。
He has a very good career.
啊，到最后走出来做传道。
And in the end, he became a pastor.
所以啊，这个传道告诉我们哦。
So this pastor tells us.
他说改变他的不是他的父母亲。
That what transformed him wasn't his parents.
改变他的是一个从来没有放弃过他的老师。
But what transformed him was a teacher who never gave up.
所以如果你不放弃。
So if we do not lose heart.
如果你不灰心。
If we don't lose heart, I become discouraged.
哦，他说到的时候，你就要看到这个收成啊。
That when the time comes, you will see, you shall reap what you see.
哦，所以雅各说，我常常都是这样。
So Jacob says, I often is like that.
二十年。
I've done this for 20 years.
雅各不累吗？
Was Jacob not tired?
雅各不烦吗？
Was he not annoyed?
难道他不想放弃吗？
And did he not want to give up?
有什么好坚持的？
And what is, so good about holding out?
真的需要这么认真吗？
Do I really need to put in so much work?
雅各说，我二十年来都是这样。
And Jacob says, for 20 years, I have been like this.
哦，所以当最后雅各离开的时候
So in the end when Jacob left
雅各自己讲啊
And Jacob says himself
他说我空手离开我的父家
I left empty handed of my father's
house 但是我回来的时候是两大队的人马
But I come back with two whole households
到最后他说我回来的时候是牛羊骆驼满满
And when I come back with sheep and camels
除了神的祝福以外
Aside from the blessing of God
就是雅各这二十年来尝试这样的坚持
It is this determination to continue to be like this for 20 years
所以我们最后来看雅各书的第五章啊
So here is, let's lastly look, turn to James chapter 5
雅各书的第五章
James chapter 5
第七节
Verse 7
雅各书的第五章第七节
James chapter 5 verse 7
他说弟兄们啊，你们要忍耐，只等到主来。看啊，农夫忍耐等候地里宝贵的出产，直到得了秋雨跟春雨。第八节，你们也当忍耐，坚固你们的心，因为主来的日子近了。在这里雅各长老提醒你跟我，
Here Elder John, Elder James reminds you and I,
他说我们要像农夫一样啊，耐心等候啊。
We need to be like farmer who waits.
有时候啊，真的会遇到一些挫折。
At times we may encounter difficulty.
孩子在成长的过程当中，总是有起起伏伏的时候。
During the growth of a child, they may have ups and downs.
那但是在这里提醒我们说，你要忍耐。
But here tells us that we need to be patient.
你在教导孩子的过程当中，
that during the process of teaching your children,
有时候会跟孩子起冲突。
You may have times where there is conflict.
有时候啊，他会不了解你为什么要这样管他。
Many times they will not understand how you raise them.
哦，像我女儿今天早上才在跟我说啊。
Just like my daughter was speaking to,
她说为什么我都要听你的？
Why is it that I need to listen to you?
为什么不是你们听我的？
Why is it that you don't listen to me?
哦，所以啊，有孩子就是这样嘛。
And when you have children, it is like this.
他在一段时间当中啊，都会有不懂的、不明白的时候。
There are moments in their life when they don't understand.
但是你要放弃吗？
And but do you give up?
你要不理他吗？
Do you want to ignore them?
你要把他赶出家门吗？
Do you want to cast them out?
你要让他自生自灭吗？
Do you want to let them live on their own?
你不会。
You will not.
为什么？
And why?
因为那是你的孩子。
Because this is your child.
因为那是你所爱的。
Because this is your beloved.
所以我们能够，如果能用一样的心。
So if we can use the same heart.
来带领教会的慕道朋友。
To take care of the truth seekers and members.
来教导我们教会里面的儿女。
And to teach our children in church.
我们就能够最后看到他的结果，看到他长大成人。
Then in the end we will see the result of them growing up and becoming an adult.
看到他们在信仰当中成长。
And see them grow in their faith.
看到他们在教会当中有用。
And to see that they are useful in church.
如同最后我们就能够像雅各一样。
And at the same time we can be like Jacob.
他说我空手离开。
The empty-handed I left.
但是我满满的回来。
But I come back with bountiful.
但是你要付出代价。
But you need to pay the price.
做一个好的牧人。
To be a good shepherd.
今天的忍耐。
And the patience that you have today.
能够带来明天的荣耀。
It may bring the glory for tomorrow.
我们一起来唱诗。So